Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is your girl, DJ Carmi of KPTR Party Train Radio. And today we have with us Karis Washington. And Karis is an up-and-coming comedian. So first of all, I just want to say, Karis, thanks for coming on the show.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
All right, and the show you're on is KPTR, The Truth Behind the Music. And we'll just get right into the interview with you. How are you today, Karis?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. I'm good.
Right, and for those of you who don't know who Karis is, he does a lot of comedy in his car on Facebook. His fan page is Charismatic Thoughts. So first of all, I want to ask you, how did you come up with the name, Charismatic Thoughts?
Well, first, I mean, I have to thank my mom for the name. That was very unique, which was more unique. I have a younger brother. His name is Darius, so that's kind of a a joke in itself. But my mom was always telling me I was just very charismatic. So that just... it just stuck ever since then.
Right. So at what age do you remember her saying that?
Yeah. You wouldn't say so much. I'll say it's probably when I was about probably 10 or 11.
So that's when people started finding you funny at about 10 or 11?
Well, I mean, before 10 or 11, I mean, I was always just outspoken like that. I get that part from my mom. It's just whatever's on my mind, I speak it. And a lot of times that ended good, and sometimes it didn't end so good. Mm-hmm. But that was just one thing she always told me. She just always told me, like, you really just speak what's on your mind. So it just, that's how it was.
Right. Tell us about one of the times when it wasn't so good.
Okay. My mom went to a gathering with my mom and one of her friends, Vanessa Miller. So we went, and I forget, they were saying something in the car, like, I can't stand being with this woman, blah, blah, blah. I just, you know what I mean? Why she got to be here? And I'm sitting in the back seat listening to this the whole time. So when we get there, sure enough, the lady they was talking about, she was there. So just like me, I said, hey, mama, that's that lady I said y'all don't care nothing about, right? they took me in that car so fast. Both of them took turns. I'm not joking with you. Both of them took turns. I mean, they dragged me in the car like a criminal.
Oh. But I'm sure now looking back on that, they find it hilarious. Well, I'm going to tell you, I remember meeting you and then actually looking at some of your videos, and you are hilarious. And the things that you talk about are true stories. You know, that's a good point about it, but you make it so funny when you talk about those things. So when you were little, at any time, did you ever think about becoming a comedian, or did that come a lot later on in life?
That came a lot later on, but especially on both sides of my family, my mom and my dad's side, I mean, it was just everybody just had a humorous side to them. Everybody had something, you know what I mean, any gathering that we went to, it was just always laughing and joking. So that was just something that I grew up around ever since I was young. So to say that I sat and, you know, it's not something that, it just happened. It just happened. So, I just dealt with it, I guess.
Right. And I do notice that most comedians and most of the ones that are already established, they grow up in a funny family, you know, where people are just, they speak their mind and it's hilarious. So no matter what they go through, they can make, you know, they can make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
Which is good. Now, were there any comedians that you kind of looked up to growing up?
Oh, man, Sinbad. That was, to me, when I was young, that was the only dude. Sinbad, because it was like, to me, anybody can pretty much be funny if they're just going to be unfiltered and just say what they want. I mean, anybody could be funny. But to...
Right.
It was just something that he had. I mean, something about him. And it was always something, you know, real life issues, and he just made it so. But I mean, to me, even today, I think that's pretty much what's missing.
Yeah, I will agree. Although my mom used to have some of the old school, like Richard Pryor and Red Fox. Of course, we weren't allowed to listen to it, but when you tell us we can't listen, guess what? We find a way to listen. So
well, it's funny, especially when I listen to Richard Pryor. But I mean, back then you had to turn the volume down. You couldn't be caught listening to that.
Absolutely, or wait until they all go out. Oops, I'm telling myself when you stop. But I've always loved comedy. You know, and that's what kind of drew me to you and want to find out more about you. And I know this is just starting for you, and you've grown, you know, from the past, from since I first met you. You've actually grown, gotten funnier, and gotten more, you know, followers and fans. So, I mean, compared, let's say, to last year, how are you doing now? How would you
now,
say you're doing now with your comedy?
It's a lot more people asking about it. I mean, I remember mentioning to you once, like I walked into a Walmart and it was like about 10, 11 people really knew who I was. You know what I mean? To me, that was huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's the Walmart. But compared to back then, I mean, a lot of people are picking up on it right now. So yeah, it's getting there.
Right. So, Karis, how far do you plan on taking this? I do know that, you know, you had mentioned maybe doing stand-up soon. How far are you willing to go with your comedy?
I'm willing to go as far as this takes me, as long as it doesn't, you know what I mean, compromise me and my spiritual standing. I recently talked with Antonio Scott, so we're pretty much collaborating. Mm-hmm. My second stand-up, because I did one a long time ago in Florida, but I never told anybody about that. But I'm actually going to do one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the next month, probably the last Friday of next month. I'm not sure, but you know what I mean? Of course, when I find out, I'll definitely let you and everybody else know.
Oh, yeah, make sure you let us know, because this thing could probably even lead you to TV one day. Who knows?
I've been
right
told
contacts
that.
And right connections.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I've been told about that. I've been told about voiceovers and, I mean, just various things. But, you know, you try to take it one day at a time. So.
Right. Well, who would you say is your biggest supporter?
My biggest supporter would have to be my parents, because it's like I tell them, hey, I'm doing videos, and they're looking at me like, eh, whatever. Like, whatever. They're like, well, you're still the same person. They're like, you are still the same person. So yeah, that's support for me.
Absolutely.
That keeps me grounded.
Yeah.
Like my parents
right.
And my younger sister. Yeah, to them I'm like the same old person, like, so what?
That's how family is, man. I mean, your friends can see you as this huge success, but to them, you just care. Man, go sit down. Sit down, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the same way with me and my family, you know. They're like, what, you know, what you doing? You know, they don't see what other people see in us.
Right.
And to be honest, that's natural. And we have a lot of people that are in the entertainment industry that always say, okay, well, you know, family won't support me, blah, blah, blah. Most of the time, they don't see what other people see. So don't feel down when family doesn't jump on your bandwagon. Usually they don't jump on until you're making that paper. You feel me?
Right.
You know, so well, money
actually, talks. Actually, if I make that paper, yeah. I would probably owe my parents big. So.
And that's good. I always feel like you owe them, man. Make sure you take care of your parents. No doubt. So let's see. We're going to go ahead and get on halftime here. And I do have an audio clip that you did. Now, I don't know if you did it this year or last year. Do you remember when you did this one?
I did this. It was this year.
This year?
Yeah.
All right. So everybody that's tuned in, okay, sit back and relax and enjoy this 3-minute audio clip on one of Karis's crazy funny rants, and it's called Stop Using Our Urinals. And here we go.
And when you walk into a men's restroom, you know, assuming that there are men that walk in, you always have your two toilets, you know, then you have your urinals. And depending on where you go, there may be a lot of urinals, or there may be maybe only two. But either way, there's always the short. You got the short urinal and the tall urinal. You got the short and the tall. Both. You got both of them. Okay? I don't know if a lot of people realize it, but the short urinal is typically for the short people. Okay? Now keep in mind, I mean, you're going to make fun of me because, I might be like, I don't know, 5'6". You know, if I wear the right boots, maybe 5'7". Okay, but technically, I'm 5'6". Okay, so it went no shoes, no socks, whatever. 5'6". Okay, so what do I look like using a stall made for somebody like, I don't know, 6'2"? Okay, and why are you, when I step in the bathroom, why are you using the short person's urinal? That's right, the short person's urinal. Yeah, that's for me. Okay, remember, I'm the short guy. I'm the guy that you tease. Like, you're so short. You can't. Can you reach that, little buddy? Can you get that? That's me. Okay, that's the guy. You know, short. Like, man, I couldn't be that. Okay, whatever. That's me. I'm that guy. Okay, I'm that guy. Why are you using my urinal? Okay, now because you're using my urinal, I have to use yours. Okay, which means that now when somebody else walks up in the bathroom, I got my leg cocked up. trying to reach something that's made for you. Meanwhile, you're just having a dandy time just using something that was made for me. You're just standing over, you know, doing whatever. Okay? I got to cock my leg up, so I look like a dog. I look like a dog with my leg up. Because I got to use the bathroom. Okay? I have to go. I have to use it. But, I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. So, I mean, just think about that next time. When you walk into the bathroom, you see tall, short. Okay? You're tall. I'm short. Okay, last time I checked mathematically, I belong here and you belong there. So, I mean, I don't want to do this. I'm not doing Pilates in the bathroom. I need to use it. Okay? I'm just saying, just think about that next time. Just think about us. Remember, the little guy. Think about us.
All right. That was Stop Using Our Urinals by Karis Washington.
Why are you laughing?
Because it was funny. So basically, how do you come up with it? You wait on a situation that happens that's irritating,
yep.
And then you decide to do your video. Tell us how you work that out.
I mean, sometimes it works out like that. I mean, I deal with certain situations, and if it's funny to me, I find a way to summarize it, and I rant about it. I mean, especially like with that one. I just got so sick of always, like, going to the bathroom. You got, like, 6'5" dudes. They stand up like, hey, man. I said, you can't use the other one. They'll look at me like, what? Like, that's for me. That's for me. I mean, now I got to climb up and try to use the other urinal. I mean, I don't want to do that.
Wow. And the thing is, us ladies don't know nothing about this stuff. So you're actually schooling us on urinals because we don't have to deal with this. But you did the way you said it. You gave us a full visual of that. You also did another rant, too, that I found hilarious, and I'm sure others did, too, when you were talking about the food. When you get your food and you leave and find out your food is not in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
And I think get your money's worth is another one that I, oh, my gosh. You don't realize how funny that was.
You don't realize how true that was.
Hey, I'm not doubting you at all, but I cannot wait for them to go and check out some of these crazy, hilarious videos. You will not regret it. So when you all get a chance, go and visit Charismatic Thoughts. And Charismatic is C-A-R, not C-H. C-A-R-I-S, Matic Thoughts. Okay, so trust me, you'll be on there all day. You love this dude. So, Karis, we're going to take this time out since we're coming back from halftime to kind of let you talk about yourself and what it is, what else you want to do or any information you want to put out there to your fans and to our listeners.
I just want them to go ahead and if they haven't already, just like you said before, go ahead and follow me. There at Charismatic Thoughts on Facebook and also Instagram. Again, that's spelled C-A-R-I-S. And for the mentally challenged, that's C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, I as in Indigo, and S as in Sam, Matic Thoughts. Follow that, or you can find me on YouTube. It's Charis Washington on YouTube. And just check out the videos. Give me any input or things that I could have done better. I mean, criticism is very much welcome to me. Other than that, I mean, just want to see how far this thing is going to take me. Just like I said before, as long as it doesn't put me in a position to where, you know what I mean, I'm compromised spiritually. So as long as everything stays on the up and up, then I'll just continue to, I guess, ride Dave.
I totally understand. And I understand, too, what you were saying about, you know, as long as it doesn't interfere with your spirituality, because I think that's where the problem lies with most people. I'm not going to call any names, but I can think of a few that had a good heart, spiritual side. But once they crossed that realm, they totally gave everything to that realm because of the dollars. You tend to forget about your spirituality once that money starts rolling in, which is hard to do. But for the most part, I'm going to tell you myself, I really am hoping that you go far with this thing. And I think, and you have a lot of potential. And I really do think you can. There's just so much you have. I don't even think you know what you really have at this point. But us on the outside, we see that apple shining. And so we totally wish you the best in your career. So, guys, make sure that you go and like Charismatic Thoughts fan page. He has a YouTube channel. What is your YouTube channel, Charis?
It's Charis Washington.
Okay. And Instagram, it's Charismatic Thoughts. Twitter, is it Charismatic Thoughts? Or?
Actually, Twitter is at Charis Wash.
Karis Washed.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, and any other information that you want to give out for if someone wants to contact you to do a show? So are we going to not, we're going to leave the number out for right now, right? How about your email address?
Email address is KarisWash@gmail.com.
KarisWash@gmail.com. So we want to say thank you, Karis, if you don't have anything else to put out. It was a complete pleasure having you on the show. Once again, the show is called KPTR, The Truth Behind the Music. And I totally enjoyed the interview, as well as I'm sure the listeners enjoyed getting to know more about you. And hopefully we're going to see you in some up-and-coming shows soon.
Well, I mean, if that is true, I mean, I don't want this to be my last time on this station, Carmi.
Absolutely. Absolutely not, because we're going to keep up with your career. So next year, same time.
Yes, ma'am.
Terrence will be back on the show. And once again, thank you so much, Terrence, for being on the show. And we're going to go ahead and end it. Thank you all for tuning in. And make sure, if you have a track that you want to be heard on the radio, you can reach out to me at djcarmi@yahoo.com or simply visit the website at www.partytrainradio.com. Good day, everybody.
All right.